I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And good morning. Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. It's Kevin Miller and Tress Collins for another weekend here on The Fan, ready to share with you all the beautiful things that happen in the world of mortgage.
Yes.
You've been waiting all week. You've been sitting there counting the hours, and it's here, the show, to talk about your home purchase, your home refinance, your home equity. We're going to share all that with you today, and we're happy to be here again, like we are every Saturday morning from 8 to 9, and make sure that you you text us today. We want to answer questions for you. If you're thinking about buying a home, refinancing a home, getting equity out of your home, and maybe you have questions about, can I even qualify? I want to get a home, but it's just all too big for me, too much. That's what we're here for. We're going to answer your questions. We're going to talk a little bit about things you didn't think you'd want to know, and we're going to talk about things you want to know. Make sure you get in touch with us at 972-387-4600. That's how you text us, 972-387-4600. That's also how you call us. If you want to call the office at TexasLending.com, we'll answer your questions for you there. Your loan officers are here now. They're going to be here through this afternoon at 972-387-4600 at TexasLending.com. Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
So you have your face shirt on.
I do.
Is that for football?
No.
No, it's not for football. You don't seem like a big football fan.
You're correct.
But you're an average-sized football fan. You're not that big, but you're average.
It's Texas OU weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, see, I know something.
The world comes to a stop here for about 3 or 4 days.
I know not to go to the state fair, but I have been to the state fair on Texas OU weekend before, purely by chance. But I tell you, you know, if you can get there just as the game is starting and leave just before the game ends, it really is the perfect time to go.
Well, I'm wondering, I haven't been to the fair this year. I don't know what the special food is.
Oh, yeah, I don't either. It's fried something.
I was going to create something new myself. And they probably already have it out there. Someone's already probably patented it. But
fried coffee beans?
No. Chicken fried French fries.
Yeah.
How about that, Tress?
About
you never
that.
Had that before, but that's way too much this early in the show. Everyone's waking up right now, and who wants to think about chicken fried French fries? We want to think about pancakes and waffles and eggs,
yes,
and things like this.
Bacon.
And maybe some tailgating and some other things that go along with that. We want to talk with you, though, about the things that are happening in the mortgage world right now. The mortgage rates are near their all-time lows again. This last week, the mortgage rates bumped up a little bit. The week before, they bumped down a little bit. They're going to keep on bumping daily. They bump with everything that's said out there about China and everything that else that's going on in the world about tariffs and the economy and in politics. That all seems to make the world a little bit crazy. And I think it's all, sometimes I think it's just kind of dressing on what's really going on behind the scenes. But know this, mortgage rates are really low right now. They're nearly 2% lower than they were last year at this time of the year. And you can get them refinanced right now, your loans, with TexasLending.com. We have some of the lowest refinance rates in Texas. And that means FHA, Streamlines, VA. They call them the EARL loan. That's the VA refinance.
EARL.
We can do VA refinancing. We can do USDA refinancing. We can do all this for you. Make sure you text us now at 972-387-4600.
We have text. We actually have a leftover text from last week.
We have leftover text.
Well, actually, we answered all the text from last week, but somebody texted
they get
in
stale.
About,
well, they get stale if they've been sitting there for a week, Tress.
Well, somebody texted in a couple hours after the show was done because they said this was the only chance that they had.
Oh, okay.
So that's not a stale one.
Okay. Well,
I want to go with that.
Well, we'll try it. We'll try it.
Okay.
We'll see. If we warm it up, then okay, it might taste better. Okay.
You ready?
Do it.
See, and they say, I was listening to your show on 105.3 The Fan this morning, but I was not able to text until now. I have wondered for some time if refinancing would make sense in our situation. My credit score is 841 out of 900 or 808 out of 850. Depending on which one you look at, we purchased our home for $165,000.
Well, things we don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't say what their current interest rate is. It does not say how much they owe on their home. So I don't know if it's going to be worth refinancing. But listen, this person says they have a score in the 800s. Well, that's about as good as you can get. They got to come up with a way that you can share some of your credit score with somebody else, you know?
I know, right? Like you can share your
PTO. Like you have too much money. You got to give it away to somebody. You have too much credit score. We're going to sell it on eBay. So anyway, this person,
right?
This person has a really high credit score, and they can get the lowest rates available in the market. Once you're over a 740 credit score, you may qualify for the lowest rates in the market. That's going to be for home purchase, for refinances. Once you're over 740, it doesn't matter. 750 is a 780. That's the highest. But below 740, that's when the world gets scary. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what the impact is going to be to your rate. But it's not that scary. I mean, you might see rates about 0.5% different sometimes between the best credit scores and the lowest credit scores available for conventional and FHA loans. So that is that's just for credit score purposes. There's other things that affect credit interest rates beside credit score. This person, they bought their home for 165. I'm going to share everyone with this math early so that we can get the math, you know, the head hurting math out of the way. $120,000. It's important because 1% on $120,000 is $100 a month.
Right.
Okay. So every time that the rate goes up 1%, it's another $100 a month. Every time it goes down 1%, it's $100 a month of interest savings. So if they can drop their rate, if their loan is, let's say, 120, then if they drop their rate 1%, they would save $100 every month. And you could do that. Now, it's not every month. It's not going to be every month because interest on home loans is charged on the principal balance. So as your principal balance of your loan goes down, the interest payments go down.
There you go.
Because you don't owe as much, so they're only charging interest on what you still owe. So initially, if you have a $120,000 loan, you'd save $100 a month on interest, right?
Right.
Or if you compared two loans together, the one that has 1% lower interest would be that much better. Now, because it's math, then it has numbers, and numbers can make our head hurt. But if you double that to a $240,000 loan, and you just save 1%, you're going to double the savings. So you'll save $200 a month. Now, anywhere in between, there's going to be a differential there. So if you have 120 or 240, let's say it's 180, which is halfway in between, you'll save $150 a month. So that's all the math I'm going to do right now.
So you had all
your coffee or your mimosas or whatever it is. One makes your head not hurt. The other one makes you think faster. So we are here to answer more questions at 972-387-4600. Yes. By the way, this is the TexasLending.com show, the little company that could, that's been around now for 20 years in Dallas-Fort Worth. And we are here to make sure that you can have good answers without having too much pain, anxiety that goes along with the mortgage process. My whole goal in life is to take away anxiety in the mortgage process. And we want to help people save money. We want to help people get keys to a house. We want to make you have less payment for a house. If I can get up in the morning and do that for you, then I can walk around and give people high fives and not worry about people throwing eggs in my face. So This is what we want to do, and that's what makes me happy. So make sure you text us at 972-387-4600. What do you do to make you happy, Tress?
I work out.
Yeah?
Yeah. So
What is your current workout?
Well, I do different things. I do a 5K about once a week, and then the other days during the week, I do HIIT workouts with a
thing called
Pendleton.
So you run 5K by yourself, or do you find a 5K race to run in?
No, I do 5K by myself. But this fall in winter, I'm doing a 5K, you know, group run where they hand out medals and stuff about once a month. So I have one at the end of October on the 26th. Then I'm doing the Turkey Trot, the Dallas Turkey Trot,
yes,
next month. And then I'm doing some type of Christmas run in December. And then in January, there's a hot cocoa run.
Yeah.
Skipping February. And then in March, I have the pickle run that I do with
remember the pickle run.
Yes.
So I, that's a lot of running.
Well, yeah, but it's at different times.
Do you prefer more Ks or less Ks?
Well, I'm in the lesser K end.
Yeah.
You know, 3.12 miles is about...
That's what you want to run.
That's what I'm good for.
You don't want to go for like the 16 Ks or...
Well, you know,
17 Ks.
I'm up for doing a 10K, you know, maybe when I'm 55. Not now.
There is a belief out there. There's something going around that running is punishment for some people. And so, you know,
takes effort. I'm not a natural runner.
There's got to be a distance. At one point, it's no longer fun and it's punishment, right?
Yeah.
I think anything over your K is punishment for me.
Yeah.
I look at it and I go, like, that's something someone would make you do if they hate you. You know, go run 10 miles.
But, you know, for some people, it's really their thing.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's not really my thing. I've had to grow into it. I started out as just being a walker.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, you know, I could probably run for a little bit. And I've just kind of grown into it in a weird way. But
yeah,
it's not too bad. It's not too bad.
It reminds me of the old joke. The guy goes to the doctor and he says, you know, I'm having trouble with my spouse. And the doctor says, I got something you might want to try. Try running 10 miles a day for 2 weeks and give me a call back. So he runs 10 miles a day for 2 weeks, calls his doctor, and he says, doctor says, so how's it going? He says, how's your relationship with your wife? He says, it's so much better. She goes, how's she doing? He says, I don't know. I'm 140 miles from home. All right. Sorry. I don't get paid for that stuff. So, you know, I'm trying it out on you.
Keep your day job.
All right. So we have mortgage questions. Let's get to them.
All right. Here we go. Do y'all do mobile home refinancing?
Do we do mobile home financing? We have mobile home financing options, yes.
And refinancing?
Yes. It depends on your credit score and other factors that go along with it, what kind of mobile home it is, and it has to qualify, the other things that go with it. So you can give us a ring. We'll take a look at it and see what we can do for you.
Nice.
That's
nice.
A quick answer.
There you go. Yeah. Here we go. Wanting to buy a home from a parent with an FHA loan. I am currently renting and living in it. Are there any special advantages to down payment flexibility? What are pros and cons buying from a parent? I have about a 620 combined average credit score.
A 620 combined. So that's an interesting score. It's going to get you right in that qualification for FHA. There are certain qualifications if you're buying a home that is owned by a parent, buying a home from a parent, and they're living in the homes. So listen about this. This FHA has some weird rules, okay? When it comes to buying a home from a parent, it's really weird. And without making, I'm about not making anyone's head hurt right now. So I don't want to make your head hurt, but there's a lot of rules regarding this. On conventional loans, it's not that big of a deal. On FHA, and this credit score is more of an FHA credit score if they want to get a good rate. 3.5% down is the down payment required for an FHA loan. However, there are weird rules under FHA if you're buying a home from a parent. And it depends on how long you've been living in the home.
Hmm.
And for example, there are some situations, Tress, where your parent is renting the home to somebody else.
Okay.
And you want to go buy that home. And there are other situations where you've been living in that home for a long time and you want to buy that home.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other situations you've only been living in the home for a few months. Well, you can fall into some traps under FHA. And if you've only been living in the home for a portion of that time or a small period of time, FHA can come out and say, we're leery that you're buying this home for you, and we think you're buying it to save your parents from, you know, and it's like a fire sale, and you're buying it to help them out.
Why would they care?
You know what? I don't know. But why would they care? But FHA has these weird rules where you can fall in a trap where it's no longer 3.5% down, and they require 15% down.
Ooh.
Under a parent sale to a child. It's a really strange thing. So I don't know how long they've been living in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on their situation there, you can buy a home from a parent all day long. And they can also gift down payment to you. Your parent can gift down payment to you. Your parent can also gift closing costs to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are options for you to get into this house for your parents can gift the down payment to you. Because you can on FHA loans, you can use a parent gift or a family gift to get into a home.
There's just other weird things along the way that might.
Yes. And so make sure you can buy a home from a parent. You can give us a call. We have loan officers here. They're going to run you through the traps at 972-387-4600. The same number you call is the same number you text to get your questions answered. But if you text us now, Tress and I will get to your questions after the break.
Yes.
We have to take a break right now. And when we come back, we'll share more happy news with you about mortgages on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show 105.3 The Fan. I want to have that kind of voice. I talk like that all the time. The Texas, yeah. Tress, come on over here.
do you?
We're going to talk about mortgages. All right.
Jeff kind of has that voice.
Oh, yeah? Well, he, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a radio voice.
He was blessed with the golden, whatever they call them.
Vocal cords?
Vocal cords. Yeah. The golden vocal cords. We are talking about home loans.
Yes.
You can text us at 972-387-4600. If you don't know what your credit score can qualify you for a home purchase, what kind of rate you could get for your credit score, what if you want to put 20% down? What if you want to put 30% down? What can you qualify for? Hey, let us know how. Text us this. Here's what I owe. Here's how much my home is worth. Here's my credit score. And here's my current interest. Here's your current interest rate. We can tell you how much money you may be able to save with a refinance. Just text us. Here's how much I owe. Here's how much it's worth. Here's my rate. Here's my score. Those are the things we really need to know.
What if somebody's looking to buy a home?
Buy a home. Let us know how much money you make.
There you go.
We can show you how much home you can qualify for. And we'll throw all of it in there. Your taxes, your insurance, your other things. You might have other things that go along with HOA. We can show you how much it's going to be to buy a home. If you just text us, I make this much money. Here's my credit score. What kind of home can I buy?
Mm-hmm.
Text us that. We'll answer the questions for you here on the show. Before you talk to a loan officer, you don't got to call somebody and be all anxious about who you're talking to. We'll talk to you right here.
Do you think there are any pros to an HOA? I mean, I hear a lot of cons.
You know what? Being in an HOA or living in a neighborhood with an HOA?
Living in a neighborhood with an HOA.
I thought you were asking, is it a pros of being in an HOA?
No.
I think it's training grounds for being like working for a dictator. I guess.
A micromanager, maybe? I haven't really heard any pros about living in a vicinity with an
HOA. Yeah. I mean, I remember, I'm not going to name the neighborhood, but I lived in a neighborhood. Well, we had a rental house once.
Uh-huh.
And it was in Collin County.
Okay.
And we got a bill for $150 for violating the HOA rules.
Which one?
And I had to call them out. I said, what rule did we violate? They said, there is a dandelion in your yard. And I went, and I said, wait a minute. Show me where the dandelion is. I can't even see it. We have it mowed weekly, you know.
Yeah.
$150. And I was so mad. And the neighbor's lawn was already a foot high with dandelions going crazy. Next, I had one dandelion, which is up near the flower beds, uh-huh, that I didn't see. And so, it's a rental property. I'm just mowing it every week and have someone take care of it. And the neighbor's yard is a foot high with ticks and fleas and dandelions and everything. And I talked to him. I said, you guys must have $1 billion of fines.
Right.
He goes, no, we didn't get any fine. I go, why? He goes, oh, because we got a baby waiver. Because we had a baby, we got a waiver. And I said, what?
God.
I said, what did you have your baby? Our baby's like a year and a half. Well, for a year and a half, they've had a baby. And they didn't have, so I said, and I just wanted to go, it makes all kinds of different childhood pranks seem legitimate.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, so I wanted to do childhood pranks against HO. So anyway, we're talking about home loans here. So we have questions, and a bunch are coming in, so keep them coming.
We do. Okay, are you ready?
Do it.
We bought a house last February, financed for $260,000. The house is worth $480,000. I believe 3.5% interest rate, 750 to 780 credit score. Is it worth refinancing now? So it's been less than a year.
So this person has a lot of equity in their home. They have $220,000 of equity. They have a great loan size to get a good interest rate. They have a great credit score to get a great interest rate. And they have a lot of equity in the house. They're at 3.5 right now. And we've seen 30-year fixed around 3.5 recently. That's where we've seen them. There's some up around 4%. There's some as low as 3.5%. With their credit score and their equity in their house, they'd probably end up with a similar rate they have right now. If they got 3.5, they're saying, I don't know if it's this February being last February of 2019 or last February of 2018.
Right.
But either way, 3.5 is a great rate. It sounds like they might have gotten into under a 15-year loan at that time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But 15 years, we've seen them as low as 3% or 2.875 recently. Now, they came up a little bit Friday, so they're probably closer to 3% right now. They've been as low as 2.875. They're even as low as 2.75 a couple months ago. But their rates go up and down. And right now, if they blip back down because someone says something or text something,
right,
then they could be right back to there again. if you can save $100 a month in interest, it might make it worth it. But right now, if they saved 1% on their rate, they'd have to get down around 2.5%, and it would save them a couple $100 a month in interest. If they saved 0.5% on their loan size, they'd save $100 a month. Is it worth it? I don't know. We have to take a look at, see what their rate really is. And then we have to take a look and see what is, if it's a 15-year or a 20-year or a 30-year. A lot of you can benefit from going from owing still 27 years in your house or 28 years and go to a 20-year mortgage and drop in your rate. Because you can drop the term and drop your rate, and you could probably end up with a similar payment or drop the payment right now, just drop years off your mortgage by refinancing it. Finance it to a different term at a different rate. You can do some great things for you and your family. 972-387-4600. Go to TexasLending.com right now. We got to work on this. How am I supposed to say it? TexasLending.com, Tress. Say it.
TexasLending.com.
So you say it right. You say .com.
I know. We've had this discussion. I work really, really hard not to
make fun of me.
Yes, and focus on your weird Michigan.
I call my old friends from when I was a kid. They live in Minnesota, and they live in Michigan. I'm from Michigan, and they live in Chicago. We're all from up there, and when I talk to them, they sound I say, man, your voice sounds just like mine. I feel so friendly. And so
you notice it because nobody down here talks like you do.
Well, people say it's .com, TexasLending.com. It's like the Bears. You know, we're going over there. Let's go over there. We're going to do this today. What are you going to do? I'm going to go and do this.
Yep.
So we got the .coms going, and I noticed it when I just said it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're working on it for you. I don't know how, after a certain number of years, they should have a test, and you have to talk like a Texan to get kicked out. Okay, next. .com. We're fixing to take another phone call. Let's do it.
Okay. Combined income of $121,000. My wife's score is 835. My score is 742 and about $32,000 saved. How much house could we get approved for?
See, this is what we want. They sent us how much money they make and their credit score. And they want to know how much I liked how much money they save, because that can tell us what their down payment could be.
Right.
The one thing about that prior client is they had a lot of equity in their house. Once you have about 35% equity in the house, let's call it 40%, there, you can get better rates with more down payment down to about 40%. Once you put 40% down, there's no better. They have the best situation because they have about 40% equity, and they have all that credit score. Because if you have, let's say you have 80% financing or 85% or 90% financing. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, that's where all the mortgages get sold to. That's where all they all get sold there. 95% of them get sold to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae.
It's like a mortgage junkyard?
It's like an offloading place so the lenders can go out and lend more money, because they'll just run out of money.
Yeah.
And so they go out there and they buy the loans, and then they raise money through bonds. They raise money. When you're investing, you put your money into Fannie Mae bonds and stuff. We're not going to go there. We already did. We only went halfway there. Could have so further into there, it would have been like a swamp in there. You don't want to. So anyway, if you put lower amounts down, they pass along interest rate hits. So if you put 5% or 3% or 10%, the more you put down, up to about 40% down, you can get a better rate. But as your loan size gets smaller, you can also get a worse rate. So there is a balance in there. This person, we know how much they can put down, so it kind of gives me an idea where their rate could be. On $121,000 of combined income, as long as we can document that on your tax return, because what you say you make and what you guys write off might be different. The write-offs are a lot less these days with the new tax laws. $10,000 a month, that's what they make. $121,000, 12 months in a year, whew, made it easy. $10,000 a month, that's what they make. So figure, about 33% of your monthly income is what your home payment could be to be comfortably fitting in and being able to pay your other bills, as long as you don't own a yacht and the jet and all the other stuff.
Right.
And so,
like we do.
So they can, like dress here. And so, but they're just, you just have a little tiny model yacht. It's a little thing that sits on your top of your desk. But I'm not supposed to.
No. Jeez, Kevin.
Yeah,
I'm just giving you
all your secrets. So $10,000, so $3,300 a month is 33% of what they make. That could afford a lot of house. $3,300 a month, you're talking about at least $500,000, at least $500,000 home you could buy, plus on top of that. So I don't know if they want to get a bigger home than that, but they could qualify for that payment with their monthly income. Mm-hmm. And with the down payment, so if let's say they bought themselves a, let's just call it a $360,000 house, they put 5% down. You can get in for a home for that. They could qualify comfortably for that home payment. I don't know. You have to go out there and start house hunting.
Yeah.
But you have to have your house hunting license, which is a pre-approval letter from TexasLending.com that gives you license to go out and put contract in a house and feel comfortable about it, knowing you can qualify.
It's house hunting season.
TexasLending.com, that's the website, 972-387-4600. You can talk to a friendly person with a smile on their face. And you can call us right now if you want to, or text us at the same number.
Wow, I lost track of time, but look, it's like, good thing I looked. It's about time to take a break.
It's about time, but you didn't say it's time. So let's take a question.
30 seconds. Here we go. I'm looking to get a cashback refinance. I owe $130,000 on my house. It is worth around $250,000. My credit score is around 550. Would I qualify for a loan? I need to pay off debt plus do some updating.
Okay.
You have like 15 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this person has $250,000 home. And in Texas, this is more math. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, everybody. $250,000 you can get on a home equity loan in Texas, a cash back refinance, we call them, or a cash out refinance. They're all the same. Mm-hmm. When you try to get that done, when it's finished, the maximum amount of loan on your house can be 80% of the value. So if it's worth $250,000, 80% of that value is $200,000. That is the maximum loan amount they can get, $200,000. They owe $130,000, so they can get $70,000 out. And after we take out $60,000 of closing costs so Tress can afford her real yacht, then you'll only get – no. Well, they have $70,000 available to them, and they can get a $200,000 cash-out refinance. And they have a 550 credit score. Their rate's going to be higher. It's not going to be a Fannie Mae loan or a Freddie Mac loan. It's going to fall into what they call a non-qualified mortgage. It's mm-hmm. a below a 620 credit score. We have those loans here. It is possible that we can do them for you. We have to look at your income. We have to look at what that 550 score entails. But your rate would be higher. Call us. You can, and then when you get, here's the good news. When you pay off those debts and you get your credit fixed up, after 12 months, you can refinance it into a conventional straight-up refinance. That was 30 seconds, right?
No, but you know, you were so close. You were so close.
You didn't
now
yell.
We have to take a break.
All right. So don't yell at me during the break. If Tress yells at me, I'm telling all of you when we come back from the break of the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show here, and we got to tell you, I almost called that number to find out who's going to win the game just because that guy sounded... I'm no longer going to apologize for having a Michigan accent because the mafia accent is a whole different
thing.
That's
what thing. That was. It's the mafia accent. I know.
It makes you feel like you have to call or they're going to steal your car or something, you know?
They're going to start stalking you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you don't call. I'm not going to do the accent because... I enjoy all the accents. I really do enjoy the accents. And I just tell you though, I don't know which came first, the New York accent or the mafia accent. Is it that the New Yorkers have to talk like everybody else so they don't feel intimidated, or did the other guys talk like that because they're from New York? I don't know which
one
it is.
But don't Chicago mafia talk like that? I mean, is a Chicago mafia accent different than a New York mafia accent?
You know what? The New York mafia accent, I believe, pronounces the word this and that, and then Chicago mafia uses this and that. And I think those are the number one things.
And you know this because...
I lived in Chicago for a while, and we had to start adopting some of the Chicago mafia accents so we didn't feel like we were we're going to get beat up. So anyway,
you go stalk people after the show, don't you?
And
you
I should. I'm going to go to Luby's and demand they give me free food if
there
they know what's good for them. You know what I mean?
I got to be careful.
All right, we're going to talk more. We Tress and I don't get to talk during the week, so we catch up on our nonsense here on the show. Hopefully, we can get to some mortgages now and help you out.
We do. We are. Here we go. First-time home buyer looking to purchase a house for $499,000. Low credit score is 645.
That's a lot of Ks.
That's a lot of Ks.
499 Ks is more than your 5K, Tress.
I know. Shh. Don't interrupt.
This is a lot more Ks. This is like 100 times the Ks.
Are you done interrupting me?
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
499 Ks.
Start over. Shh. Hush. First-time buyer looking to purchase a house for $499,000. Low credit score is 645, highest 656 between my wife and I. For the year, our current income is just over $9,000 a month. However, for 2017 and 18, it was almost half of that. Are there any loans that go strictly off of current income? That's a fine question.
Current income. That's a good question. So the thing is, we go usually off of a historic over the last couple of years. We want to see consistency in income. One of the reasons, one, is we want to make sure we're getting into a home you can afford and pay. And if you're used to making that amount of money and you can make that amount of money, then we know that over time you should be able to pay the mortgage. There's also something called the ability to repay, all right? And so we, as a mortgage company, have to there's a requirement under Dodd-Frank. The ability to repay is something that we need to make sure that you do. And if we don't do that as a mortgage company, we're in big trouble. So when we say current income, current for us is the last 2 years, and we're going to take an average of it. So let's say, well, if you're making on a W-2 $9K now a month, then if you made $8K last year and you're making $9K out now, as long as your W-2 says you're making that much money, that's the amount of money we're going to use for your income. If you're self-employed, if you're getting cash, if you have a job that gets commissions, we're going to do an average of the last 2 years of commissions because commissions go up and down. Mm-hmm. Salaries are pretty straight forward. So a salary is easier to calculate, but a commissions thing is getting a little bit harder. So if they're making $9K and a W-2 right now, then they can qualify for this home.
But that's their current income, not their income for the last 2 years.
Right. So, I know. So the current income is $9K a month. We don't know what it was before.
Almost half of that.
Where does it say? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was almost half of that. Depends if it was a W-2 or if they just got a new job. For example, maybe you didn't have a job and now you have a job. We can use that income, especially for FHA. The thing is, on their situation here, with their credit score, they're going to have a higher rate. Once you're below 680, you're going to have a higher, significantly higher rate on. When I say significantly, it's not going to be around 3.5, 3.75. It's probably going to be up around 4, 4.25 for this loan. $498K sales price. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to have a payment somewhere around $3,000 a month or so. It could be right around there. Yeah, it could be right around $3,000 a month. So depending on what's causing that income fluctuation, the income now, $9K, should, I don't have all their stuff there, it should qualify for a payment around $3,000 a month. We'll have to take a look and see how it all rolls together there. But if they can get the loan size, FHA can get them a really good interest rate if their loan size is just below $400,000. Mm-hmm. And it depends on how much money they're going to put down as well. So I don't see that part in there. I don't know what their down payment is.
Some variable unknowns there.
Yeah, so if they can put, you know, they should qualify. If they put down just a little bit of money there, they're going to qualify for a conventional loan there. So 5% down could qualify. We just have to take a look and see if they got the 5% down or more, we can determine what kind of payment they'd have.
All right. Wow. Love the way they laid out this text message. Looking to purchase a home. Husband's credit score, 780. Wife's credit score, 630. Husband's income, 55,000. Wife's income, 32,000. Down payment is between $15,000 and $20,000. I'm guessing they want to know about how much home they can purchase.
Wow. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. It is a nice layout.
I know,
it's almost
right?
like a spreadsheet format. Send us your spreadsheets.
It's a beautiful text message.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to say, very eye-friendly. Thank you.
So let's do this again for everybody. Husband's credit score, 780. Wife's credit score, 630. Okay. We're going to go off the 630 score. Mm-hmm. Just let everyone know. We're going to go off the lower of the two scores. We're going to go off the... That's the number one thing. If you have two people on a loan, the lowest of the two scores is going to be your qualifying factor for interest rate and down payment and such. Husband's income, 55. Wife's income, 32. For everybody, that's $87,000 a year. If you divide that by 12, then you're talking about $7,000 a month, okay? Mm-hmm. $7,300 a month. Down payment, 15 to 20 grand. That's great stuff. They put all this stuff in there, so... let's call it just $7,000 a month, and if you talk 30% of that, 33% of that, they're going to be able to qualify somewhere around $2,300 a month. All right, that's what they're between the 70. They make a little over 7,000, like 7,300, and 33% of that, about $2,200-$2,300 a month. They're going to be able to qualify. They should qualify for a $300,000 loan or more. And that's a nice size house for making that kind of money.
It is.
For $7,000 a month. Because their payment will be somewhere around a couple grand a month, you know, for that. And so they can probably get themselves a $300,000 home for that.
Sweet.
And right around there. And with that down payment, they wouldn't need all that down payment. 3.5% down for FHA. I'm going to call it FHA because of the credit score of 630.
Right.
They're going to get a really nice interest rate on FHA. With a conventional 630, their rate would, they could probably get an FHA in the threes here. If they got a conventional, it's going to be in the low fours.
Mm.
So on that loan size, it could be $100 a month difference in payment between FHA and conventional.
That's significant.
And with their down payment of only 3.5%, they might need only 10 grand down on a $300,000 house. If they want to buy less, their payment will be less.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where they're going to ballpark it here. You can call us at TexasLending.com. A loan officer's here. And what they'll do is they'll run you the actual numbers now. They'd say, here's what your payment would be. Here's what you qualify for. And it should work out great for you at 972-387-4600. You can qualify a different way just by going online at TexasLending.com. You answer six questions. What's your name? What's your dog's color of your dog? And what's the age of your dog? And what kind of food do they eat?
Yeah.
And what kind of, you know, all that stuff. We want to know. We want to have your name, your phone number, your name, your phone number, your email address,
your zip code. Because if you buy Blue Diamond dog food, you might not qualify.
Yeah, exactly. Blue Diamond dog food is a very expensive dog food, by the way.
It is.
All right, let's go on.
Oh, no, we have to take a break.
Oh, taking a break. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Coming back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show and talking about concerts.
Yes.
Apparently there's a Billy Joel concert tonight. Apparently.
Yes.
How about tell me about the there's other concerts. What's this other concert?
Well, every year the Trans-Siberian Orchestra comes to Dallas. And we love going to their concerts. We go about every other year. They're a fantastic band. They're real popular.
Is it a band or is it an orchestra?
It's both. Actually, when they travel, they use people from the local orchestra. So they actually hire people from the Dallas Symphony Orchestra or the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra to be a part of their show.
So they bring other people in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And they're pretty fabulous. They have an awesome, they do like rockified Christmas music, but they also rockify some incredible classical music tune like Mozart and Beethoven. I can't believe you've never heard of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I haven't heard of it. I've been in mortgage jail for the last 20 years.
Bless your heart.
Until I help everyone get a mortgage, I can't get out. So anyway.
Yeah. So I will send you some music for you to.
Well, we're here answering your questions. We got to get to them because we don't have much time left.
We don't.
Make sure you tune in every weekend. Call our office. We have loan officers here now at TexasLending.com. Rates are really good. You can refinance now. You can call today. Our loan officers will answer your questions for you and help you out. Find out if you can get something done. It's free. Free qualifying. There's not enough talk about that. It's free qualifying. When you call up, it's a free call, except you might, you know, maybe your charger, your mobile phone company will charge you. But it's free for us. We're not going to charge you any money to get you qualified for buying a home, for refinancing a home. We're just going to look at numbers. We're going to say, we're on your credit, and say, okay, you qualify, you don't. There's no cost out of pocket. You know, if you're used to getting rejected, then it's not, and we say no, then you just, you know, it's just, you're just life every day. But if we say yes, you get a refinance, you get a home, you get all these great things that go along with it. And we can also show you that you can take some time and qualify maybe in 6 months.
And not only that, sometimes if the answer is no, sometimes we can give you guidance.
Some of you in the middle. It's kind of like, yes on your income, yes on your credit score, no on your down payment. Yes, yeah. in your down payment. Yes, in your credit score. No, on your income.
So
we
got to
work on some things. Yeah.
It's all good. All right.
All right.
Here we go. Is it worth it for me to refinance? My house is valued at $253,000. We owe around $120,000. I am at a rate of 3.75%. My score is 750 plus, as my wife's is as well. We make a combined $145,000 before taxes. It is an FHA loan with PMI. What is my best option?
So they might be able to refinance and get rid of the PMI. And so I don't know how long they've been in that loan. Depending on when they got the loan, a few years ago, they changed it. It used to be where FHA, PMI will go away.
Right.
But most people who get an FHA loan these days, when they get one now, the PMI is never going to go away unless you refinance out of it. They might be able to refinance out of that to a conventional loan, get rid of the PMI. They have a lot of equity in that home. They can even refinance and take cash out if they wanted it. They make a lot of money. And
they did a cashback refinance. Would they get a better rate than that?
No, the cashback refinance would not be a better rate, but they might be able to get a rate right around there on a cashback. But they might be able to go to a 20-year here, get rid of the PMI. I think this is a good option for them. Go to a 20-year, get rid of the PMI in this thing, and you might drop years off the mortgage, and you might be able to drop your rate as well on this FHA loan. But the FHA refinance, a straight-up refinance, is going to be in the low threes. Mm-hmm. Right now, if it's a streamlined refinance, because they're already in FHA, I think they should go to conventional. They have so much equity, they don't need to have any more PMI. PMI can go away forever if they refinance it and drop the rate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go to a 15-year refinance, get a rate on this thing down in the low threes, and get rid of the PMI. Take a look and see if it's worth it. Or go to the 20-year. Really, really consider the 20-year refinance.
Mm-hmm.
That's my big suggestion to them.
There
yes,
you go.
Next.
All right. Single income, I make $60,000 a year. My credit score is 650. I have $10,000 to put down. So it looks like they're looking to buy a home.
Yeah, they make $5,000 a month. And so at $5,000 a month, then 33% of that is going to be a great payment for them. They could probably get themselves into about a $220,000 loan comfortably, a $220,000 loan. And that would have a payment somewhere around $1,600 a month, everything thrown in. And $10,000 down should be enough for that. You're going to have a 3.5% down payment for FHA. And I'm saying FHA because your credit score is 650.
Right.
So that's going to be a really good FHA rate for you. Probably a rate in the threes for your FHA loan. With TexasMoney.com, it's with the threes. We have some of the lowest FHA rates in Texas. So if you're trying to buy a home, great option for you with TexasMoney.com for your FHA rate.
Oh, more information on that first text we answered after the break. They've been in their home for 16 years.
Yeah, so that FHA PMI, if they got with PMI, that PMI should go away. They should already have their PMI have gone away if they've been in the thing for 16 years. The PMI should have gone away already.
It, like, dropped off.
It should have dropped off. As a matter of fact, if it hasn't dropped off, there might be a problem there. Because they should have enough equity that PMI would go away. After a period, because they got their loan 16 years ago. 16 years in home. They might not have been in the loan for 16 years, but they've been in the home. They've been in the home 16 years, but maybe not the loan.
Right.
And so we'll have to see how long you've been in that thing. But anyway, do this loan without PMI. Refinance it. Get it gone. Next.
There you go. That's it.
That's all we got. We got through them all.
We've got through them all. And look, you have a minute and a half to spare.
We can talk about all those fun things. Well, you can either go to Billy Joel or the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tonight.
Well, no, Trans-Siberian Orchestra doesn't come till December.
Oh, so you're just teasing us.
Well, no, I was just letting you know that they're coming.
Well, it's better than just a four-hour notice on the Billy Joel thing.
Oh, I know, right? Well, I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Well, I'm in jail.
Like this,
I'm in mortgage jail. No one is keeping me up on anything.
Well, I should text you this information, keep you in the know.
Child's activities, mortgage. That's what I do. Okay, yeah. That's how we do.
I'll give you that. See, all of my kids are out of the house.
972-387-4600. If you call, a live person will answer. Now, if you all call at one time, it's going to overload the answerer, and the answerer won't be able to answer all your calls. But you can call TexasMoney.com, get a live person answering your phone call. A loan officer will talk to you real quickly. You can also... you can come in and see us at TexasLending.com. We're right around the corner here in North Dallas. But you can also go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We'll take care of you here for your home purchase, refinance, home equity. If you want a reverse mortgage, we have people here for that. Call us now at TexasLending.com. And Tress.
Kevin.
You have a good week.
I will. Thank you.
For the rest of you, have a great week. We'll see you all next week in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.